Tell me why. It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey everyone, welcome in to Let's Get Local on this gloomy, cooler Saturday. I thought I'd let that one go a little bit longer. We always hear that intro part, right? It's kind of the song for so many promos we do for Let's Get Local as well. But you never get to hear to the chorus and the bridge and all that good stuff on that tune, so I thought I'd let it ride here this morning as we have our opening segment to kind of to talk about a few different things and update you on some things with Dane Buy Local and, of course, what's happening around our community. But as you know, this show is sponsored by Evolution Financial. Supac, Evolution Financial, one of my absolute favorite people in this area. Sue's a good friend, and her business is really doing what she hoped it would after 4 years in business. I mean, Sue took a chance. She believed in herself, and she does it her way, which is incredible and amazing and wonderful. And I just love Sue so much. So if you are looking for financial services, budgeting, maybe looking to get to that next step of your life, maybe changing jobs and you're getting a new influx of money or a higher wage and you want to be able to be smart with all that and plan for your future, Sue is the person to contact. EvolutionFinPlan.com, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck. She's awesome. If I haven't made that clear yet. Anyways, we talk about this week's show. We have some great guests coming up. We have some Dane Buy Local events coming up soon, too. We're going to talk about the Dane Buy Local Car Show. That is September 18th at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. And if you caught any of the recent promos here on Devil Radio, this show, Let's Get Local, will be live from the car show on site. Remote Let's Get Local show. Our first time doing something like this here over the course of the year. Excited about that. And the gracious hosts of Sharp Elbows, Fran and Nada, allowed us to have their hour as well on the 18th. So they're going to let us start our show at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon, 2 hours of Let's Get Local on that Saturday, September 18th, live from McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg at the Dane Buy Local Car Show. Now, we're going to talk to a bunch of different people involved. We'll have, of course, sponsors, musicians. We'll get a chance to talk to some of the live musicians playing that day. And we'll talk to some of the other people with the activities and planners and organizers and some of the beneficiaries of this event. And Colin and I will get into this a little bit more, but I was really excited that Dane Buy Local made the effort to highlight some local veterans organizations as part of the car show on the 18th. So we want to showcase them. We want to get awareness out about them as well. And we're using our power and our connectivity to do that. So Ketchum's Got Your Six is a wonderful, small, generous local organization that has a passionate origin story and a group that I knew nothing about until a few months ago. So I'm really glad to showcase them. And then also Ben Jackson's Foundation will be there. And the River Food Pantry has a whole section of it, and I'll let Colin tell a little bit more about this, that's designated to assist veterans. And so Colin will tell us more about that here as we get to the last segment of today's program. Anyway, it's really going to be a wonderful event. I hope the weather is going to be fine, and I hope you come out. You know, I really do. It's going to be outdoors, so we know things are going with the pandemic. We know certain things are happening. We will take precautions. We will be have different stations. The park is big, and we can spread out well there, so that's no problem. There will be food. There will be some cars. There will be some music. There will be some kids' activities. There's a whole art fair and show there as well. So lots to do, lots to see, and great people to meet. Great people to meet across the board when you kind of think about different members of Dane by Local that I know that are going to be there. So it's going to be a fun day. And hey, if you're strolling by and you listen to this program and you want to pop in and say hello, we'd love that too, because we'll be there live from the car show on September 18th at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Okay, did I plug that enough? Did I get it? I think so. Anyway, as we talk about this particular show coming up and also events with Dane by Local, there's a whole lot happening now. This is what always happens. We get through summer and then it accelerates in the fall and we're like, whoa, we have this event and this meeting and this is happening. So Colin and I have some time to go through that, but not enough. One event you've heard of as well that's kind of a fun, cool, chill event, which is Picnic by the Lake at the Eastside Club. That has been extended. So the original plan was to have that end this weekend. But now, Picnic by the Lake at the Eastside Club has been extended through September 26th. It's a wonderful area and space to enjoy the lake, enjoy the lower level behind Eastside Club. There's the tiki bar there. There's food. This week will be live music from Back to Back. And then food vendors are Jolly Frog and Madame Chu. So if you don't know any of those, if you don't know the band and you don't know either of those food vendors, it's a new experience, right? So go check it out. It's a free event. You come hang out. You purchase food. You purchase drinks. The music's free. The ambiance is free. The view of the lake is free. And it should be decent weather for that as well. So head on down there. Again, that's Sunday evenings. Sunday evenings. Now through September 26th, 5:30 to 8:30, right on the shores of Lake Monona at the Eastside Club. Wonderful, wonderful place to hang out for something to do on a Sunday, right? We've got a few other events coming up with Dane by Local too. Now, there is what's called the Dane by Local member breakfasts. And yes, it's mostly Dane by Local members, but those breakfast opportunities are open to other individuals in the community. So if you're an individual that wants to learn more about Dane by Local, what it's all about, if you have a business or you work for a local group, organization, nonprofit, and you might be considering membership or want to know what it's all about, you certainly can attend the meeting, learn more about it, get to know some of the people there, and see if it's a good fit for you. Now, I would say it's a good fit for everybody that's a local business because Dane by Local is so collaborative and works together so well with so many. But, you know, that's a great opportunity. Now, that breakfast is going to be virtual on Zoom. The link is right on the Dane by Local website. The information's right there. You just got to register for the breakfast. You'll get the Zoom link sent to you. It's also available on the website where you can just click through that morning if you lost the email or lost the link or whatever, and you can attend, hang out. If you need to, you know, you can come and go as you please there if you can't stay the full time. So September breakfast is September 14th at 8 a.m. on Zoom, and we're going to hear from the Dane County Humane Society, and Amy Good will have a presentation about the Dane County Humane Society, which just accomplished some pretty awesome stuff here recently as well. I think Amy's going to talk about that on September 14th at the Dane by Local Breakfast, 8 a.m. over Zoom. So really cool to learn more about the DCHS, Dane County Humane Society, and also give Dane by Local a listen to and see what you think. You know, we'd love to have you in as a member. We'd love to have you more involved in the organization. The Biz Awards are coming up too. Now, that's a little bit down the future, but this is an open event for the public. It's a celebration of members. This is going to be virtual as well, so you can join from wherever you are. There's going to be a kind of a gift basket, gift goodie bag, if you will, to get you some things for your ticket. But Thursday, October 7th, which I know it's a month away, right? But it's just around the corner because it comes up fast. So Thursday, October 7th, you can check out the Biz Awards with Dane by Local and learn about great stories, people that are inspirational, doing wonderful things, celebrate local business, learn more about the organization itself, and at the same time, have a little fun with us that night on October 7th, Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Again, all this info found right on the homepage at danebylocal.com, danebylocal.com. And one last thing before we head to break is I would encourage you, if you missed last week's show, Let's Get Local, if you missed that show, head to the podcast and look it up. August 28th, 2021, Let's Get Local show. We had a very unique opportunity to connect with Derek Peebles of the American Independent Business Alliance. And Derek is a really interesting guy, number one. Number two, he just has such great insight. He's been doing this. He's worked at all these different levels. He tells kind of his backstory about how he started out in banking and then how he really became more connected with the, you know, local businesses and then followed his passion, gained more experience, and got to this point where now he is the executive director of a national organization. And what Derek was also able to do is give us a broader aspect and broader perspective on the importance of buying local all around the country. And then what some of these different groups in connection with the American Independent Business Alliance are doing together to help everybody, to help people right in their community, but to help the whole movement around the whole country. So our independent businesses don't get swallowed up and consumed and driven out of business. We need them. They're our color. They're our flavor, right? And on top of it, they are invested in our communities. They chose to create a business where they are because it means a lot to them. So even when times get tough or the line gets red, they hang in there because they want to be there as much as they possibly can. They want to make a success of their business, and we want them to be in our communities. So check out last week's show if you haven't already. Derek Peebles, executive director over at American Independent Business Alliance. Okay, we're going to hit to a break here in a second. Some music from Countervoid. And Ben Hafen, my brother, will be playing at the Dane by Local Car Show as well. You'll hear a song like this.